Okay, can you hear me? Cool. I was going to say, I can't compete with Easter eggs. It's just many things I can do. I just wanted to say that, just a short reflection really on that reading, but also, I don't know about you, but I sort of feel that the journey this year, for me, from Palm Sunday through to today, Easter Sunday, has been really special. And I know we've talked about all these emotions, and it's been a bit like that for me as I've travelled through the week. I think for those of us who are from All Saints, we've been listening to a little clip every morning which has sort of told the story. And for me, that has really just helped me to just go through the week and to just continue to build on the story from Palm Sunday and the fickleness of the crowd and then through into Good Friday and the emotions of that. And then yesterday, I don't know about you, but I had this sort of feeling of being in limbo. That there was this sort of this space and not quite knowing what to do or what to think or where I was. And so for me, I think I've gone from just observing the story to actually participating in it in a new way this year. And so I just wanted to, as we come to the reading that we had today, there were just a few things that I sort of thought about and just wondered, you might pick up different things. But the things that struck me was that it's the women, the two women, and they went to the tomb for no real reason, just to says to see the tomb, to maybe just think about the reality that Christ had died and was there in this tomb that was being guarded and sealed by the Romans. And so they're just there, and it made me think, you know, if you were going to really have a story that you wanted to be verified in those days, you wouldn't have chosen women to have been the first ones to actually witness the risen Christ, because nobody would believe them, because their witness was just not counted. And so there's something in that, isn't there, that actually this is real. This is real story, real observations that we're thinking about. The other thing that struck me was the earthquake. There was this massive earthquake. And we know in New Zealand, don't we, a bit what that's like. It jolts you, brings you, you know, to the fore. Those emotions come. And then you think about it. And in the story, we know that in when Jesus died, there was also an earthquake. And it's almost like it's this redemption is not just for us. It is for the whole of creation. You know, it says the whole, whole earth groans in anticipation. And there's this reminder, if you like, of this amazing, seismic, if you like, pivotal point in history when things change. And that earthquake sort of brings that to the fore. And so that's sort of has been playing in my mind. The other thing was about this seal and about the soldiers. Because that seal was put on by the Romans, encouraged by the Pharisees, so that no one could steal the body. And yet the earthquake came and just broke it, didn't it? And it's really hugely symbolic of the fact that the seal of Rome meant nothing. It would have spoken so powerfully that actually that is just not important. It's broken. They have been set free. Maybe not physically, but from all other perspectives, they've been set free from the Romans, but also set free and renewed and redemption. And so for me, that breaking of the seal is hugely significant. And then angel. Angels always, I love angels, they always are appearing at significant points in time, like when Jesus was born. There were angels all over the place. I remember talking about it at Christmas time, about the profusion of angels. And then here we have again, we have an angel. And it's almost like it's an angel that's bringing new birth of a new kind. It is a new birth of redemption and reconciliation to God. And so we have the angels at Jesus' birth, with the angels at his resurrection. What an amazing picture. And then, of course, we have this wonderful encounter of the two Marys with Christ. What a beautiful picture, isn't it? You can just imagine what was going through their minds. That all these things, the breaking of the seal, the soldiers collapsing, the angel appearing, all of these things has opened up the way so that they could meet face to face with the risen Christ. And that's our reality this morning. That's what we have come to celebrate. We've come to celebrate that we can have that relationship with the risen Christ. What an amazing story. I pray that that will continue to fill and just become more real to you as we go through today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who just longs to be with us. That nothing that can separate us from you. And so, Lord, we just pray that you will continue to make yourself real, reveal yourself to us so that we can strengthen our relationship with you and go forward in the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.